From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. International nuclear negotiations with Iran enter the final hours of the latest deadline. The foreign ministers from the group of six world powers in Iran are locked in intense negotiations in Vienna, with key disputes still unresolved, including Iran's insistence a UN arms embargo be lifted. Diplomats are trying to meet a second self-imposed July 7 deadline to reach a comprehensive deal limiting Tehran's nuclear activities in exchange for sanctions relief after June 30 came and went. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
There remain some very difficult, critically important issues that are unresolved. They will not be able to reach an agreement as long as those issues remain unresolved. And that's what they're working on right now. So I wouldn't want to prejudge an outcome at this point, but I would acknowledge that we are past the deadline. We're well into these negotiations. The president and his team are prepared to walk away if Iran cannot sign on to a final agreement that reflects the kinds of commitments that they made in the context of the political agreement back in April.
Some progress is reported on the pace of sanctions relief for Iran and a UN probe into whether Iran's previous nuclear work involved trying to develop weapons. A teenage suicide bomber blew herself up but caused no other casualties near a mosque late Monday in the northern Nigerian city Kano. It's the latest attack by suspected Boko Haram insurgents following Sunday night's twin bombings near a mosque and restaurant in the central city Jos that killed at least 44. They followed days of attacks. The U.S. estimates now has killed about 200 people. Meanwhile, the Nigerian army has released more than 180 people previously suspected of being Boko Haram members. This is VOA News.